One of the world's biggest coal miners is threatening to cut ties with groups that oppose measures to tackle climate change. BHP Billiton is considering withdrawing from the World Coal Association, and it's also put Australia's biggest mining lobby group on notice that it must stop campaigning against renewable energy policy. David Taylor reports.
BHP has given the US Chamber of Commerce and the World Coal Association 3 months and the Minerals Council of Australia 12 months to change their position on climate change and energy, or BHP will walk. Industry experts say it's the kind of corporate leadership on climate policy Australia desperately needs. Tim Buckley is a director at the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis.
Australia's lacked leadership on this critical issue of climate change. We've got a Paris Climate Agreement. Australia is a laggard. BHP is now stepping up and saying they want to resume a position of leadership aligned with the interests of their shareholders.
BHP throws millions of dollars at lobby groups every year that actively campaign against action on climate change. This move by BHP will effectively suck the life out of those lobbying efforts.
That is the point that BHP has made today, that if they're paid lobbyists are going to have a position, it has to be 100% aligned with the interests of BHP shareholders. Otherwise, BHP can't continue to be associated with the lobby group. I think that's a really important breakthrough.
BHP released a report highlighting the differences between its views on climate science and the views of the lobby groups it funds. BHP's Industry Association Review report found that the Minerals Council of Australia argues that energy policy should prioritise reliability and affordability over other policy goals, and that when it comes to emissions reduction, BHP noted that the MCA highlights the costs associated with meeting Australia's international commitments at the expense of addressing the importance of reducing emissions. The Minerals Council responded to the ABC's calls with a statement saying, "BHP has been a valued member of the Minerals Council for many years, and we look forward to the relationship continuing in the future." However, Tim Buckley claims the two organisations have been at loggerheads for months over their positions on climate change. This report, says Mr Buckley, shows BHP's now taking climate change science very seriously.
It's important our Minerals Council support industries of the future rather than fight a rearguard action that is stymieing the inevitable transition of the Australian economy.
So BHP is effectively saying, follow our lead, please.
Do what we are paying you to do, which is advocate for the interests of our shareholders and follow our lead, or else we will withdraw.
Tim Buckley from the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis, ending that report by David Taylor.